Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nunhei, Nazir 55a, pagination is 109. We'll start on the facing page, five lines from the top. At the end of a line, Ve'eretz Ha'amim. One of the cases that the Mishnah outlined as a rabbinic form of Tumah is going outside of Eretz Yisrael automatically. If a person goes outside of Eretz Yisrael, they become Tameh because of this Tumah, Eretz Ha'amim, the land of the nations. Iboi Luhu, they ask the following question. Eretz Ha'amim, when we have this Tumah of the land of the nations, Mishum Avira Gazru Alei, is the dynamic of that rabbinic legislation because of the ear space? That's how it works. You're in the ear space, you become Tameh. Odilma Mishum Gusha Gazru Alei, or is it because of the ground? And if a person is above the ground, then he becomes Tameh. Move on to the top of today's daf. What's the difference if you approach it one way or the other? Leme ketanoi. It actually would appear to be a machlokes because of the following case. Hanichnas le'eretz ha'amim b'shida teva umigdol. If a person goes outside of Eretz Yisrael, but he's in an enclosed structure, he's in a box, or today, we would probably say, in the back of a truck, in a car. He's in an enclosed area. Does that save him from this rabbinic tumah called Eretz Ha'amim? How exactly does it work? If you approached it Mishum Avira, he's in the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim, but if it's Mishum Gusha, because of the ground, he's actually in an enclosure that separates him, that puts him in his own reshus, in his own location. And he wouldn't become Tameh, one would think. Rebbe Metameh. Rebbe says he's Tameh even though he's in this box. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Metair. And Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says he's Tahar. My love, it would appear. Rebbe Savar Mishum Avira. Rebbe is saying he's Tameh because he's following the logic of ear space. And I don't care if you're in your own enclosure, you're still in the ear space. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Savar Mishum Gusha. And Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda holds because of the ground, and you're separated from the ground, so you didn't become Tameh. Says the Gemara Lo. No, that's not the correct understanding of the Machlokes, and therefore it's not going to have the implication you think it does on the question which you posed. Dekulei Amo Mishum Gusha. Everybody holds that it's because of the ground. However, Mar Savar Oel Zorok Shemei Ohel. One opinion holds that a moving tent, a moving enclosure, is considered an enclosure. Umar Savar Lo Shemei Ohel. And the other opinion holds that it's not considered an enclosure. It's moving, and therefore it's not considered an entity of its own as an enclosure, as if it was an enclosure of its own. So according to the Gemara at this point, Rebbe, who says it's Tameh, is following the logic that it's not a good enclosure because it's moving. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is holding Tahar because it is a good enclosure. V'hatanya, that doesn't match something else that we learned in the name of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Teva Shimaleya Kalim, you have a box that's filled with utensils. V'zarka apnei hames be'ohel tameya. And you threw it in front of the dead body in a way that it would become tameh except for the fact that it's in the box. temeya. Indeed, it becomes tamei. V'maisa munachas tahora. If it would be stable, so it would indeed separate. But because it's moving, it's going to be tamei. It's not working as an ol of its own. So that does not match the ruling of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that entering Eretz Ha'amim in a box is tahar, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said a similar case by vessels, utensils, in a regular dead body application. And over there he held it's going to be tamei because it's an oel zoruk, it's a flying tent, and doesn't have the stability in order to separate. Ela dekulei alma mishum avira. Rather, let us explain that everybody holds that it's the ear space, in which case we totally avoid the fact that this enclosure may or may not be a good enclosure. It's irrelevant. You're in the ear space of Eretz Ha'amim. So then why would there be an opinion of leniency? Mar Savar, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's tar, is following leniency because Kevan de lo shchicha lo gozru be'rabbanon. This is all a rabbinic legislation. And in unusual cases, the rabbis never legislated that a person should enter the Eretz Ha'amim in a box is not common, and therefore they never legislated in that case. But if you had any other case where the Tumah is intrinsic, meaning biblical, so then you wouldn't have this loophole to say, well, the rabbis never legislated it then. It would be a straightforward Tumah and we would have to deal with it. And in that case, if it was Mishum Avira, then indeed the person would be Tamei. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.